ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club! And now, here are your hosts, Mila Page, Justin Tyler, and Alex Elmer!
All right. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our man in the booth, Boothman.
Boothman.
Unbelievable. Guys, we got so wasted last week.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
I didn't know
true.
We were going to tell this story.
Yeah. No. We could briefly tell this story. I know everybody's favorite story is like, how drunk did you get? And we'll tell you.
Right.
Very drunk. To be fair, we hang out every Tuesday, right? But we don't usually hang out with each other.
We hang out almost as little as possible.
we have an hour a week. That's about our fill.
That's plenty. It's like doing time, community service. Yeah.
But when we hang out...
We went out the other night, the three of us, rare occasion, we were out with some other people, and they were buying the drinks. We drank so much. Before, we were talking like, Alex is like, I don't really drink liquor anymore. I was like, I do, but we probably won't. And then we drank, like five or six rounds of Jameson shots.
Yeah.
And then six or seven beers in like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, 2 or 3 hours. And then I went home, vomited in a cab, and lost my phone. So good times.
Oh, man, that's great.
How about you guys? You guys, I'm sure, also vomited in cabs.
No, I went to work. I went to work at closed down the bar.
I went out drinking after that.
Yeah. So
did you really?
I started drinking.
I did, too.
Wow, that's crazy.
Pete and I started a fraternity in Brooklyn.
Cool. I actually actively don't want to join.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sorry.
Shit, you're the only other guy we were thinking of.
All right, I'll pay the dues, but I'm not going to live there.
No, we want to have your daughter be like sort of a fun frat baby.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what that means.
Frat baby?
Frat baby.
Is that a thing?
Every fraternity has a frat baby.
Yeah?
Where'd you guys go
for
to school?
Luck?
For just to like crawl
just
around.
Like a baby that's crawling around.
It's
like,
how you lure,
baby.
You lure co-eds into your frat house, baby, and like, look at this.
What?
Baby. You guys, a co-ed means a girl
lure?
In college, apparently.
Lure is lure? A wrong, yeah.
Well, not lure, like just like bait. You
cool.
Know what
this, you know, this went down a real creepy hole, so I think we're going to introduce our guest.
Did you say creepy hole?
Let's introduce our guest. I'm very excited to have on the show. He is a great comedian who is working on a show for Google called Say What that is a comedy sports show, yet he tells me he knows nothing about sports, so he's going to fit in perfectly here. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Stone!
Yeah! Welcome, sir.
Hello, thank you. Greg, thanks for being on the show.
Of course.
So, you have to have the beer. Okay.
Oh, also, in honor of us getting wasted, we got a bar in the space.
There's actually, this is new this week. You guys may or may not know. There is a bar in the back right now.
Yeah.
So get up
Feel
and
free.
Get drinks and
whatever you want.
Bartender.
Just leave.
Yeah, bartender. Yeah.
We like to think about this as a bar with a show attached rather than the other way around.
Totally.
Yeah.
As soon as we get that bar baby here, we're going to be in great shape.
Oh, boy. Greg, let's talk about Say What. So you know nothing about sports. How'd you end up on a sports show?
Well, it's not that I don't know nothing about sports. I know what a fast break is. It's a candy bar.
Do
they sell? It's my favorite candy bar.
I was
going to
say a hasty end of a relationship.
What do I know about? Well, I know. Here's what I did do. My friend got a job, and he was like, I'll take you with me. That was that kind of situation. So I knew I was going to the sports thing, and I was like, here's what I'll do. I'll just memorize everything I know about Sean Kemp. And this way, no matter what they ask me, I'll just shoehorn in Sean Kemp, and I'll look like I know a lot about sports.
Wow, great
Very
choice.
Very topical player.
Yeah, he's the only player I could think of. Him and Grant Hill.
Wow.
Grant Hill drinks Sprite, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he had Fila's. That's what I know.
You guys
so
have
we see,
lost
we see
me
commercials.
So
basically.
Wow, this is...
Man, you're old then.
Yeah.
You're talking about
Do you guys know Daryl Strawberry?
Classic.
Is that
big,
a candy bar?
Big sports guy.
Yeah, classic.
That's a candy bar. It's a macrobiotic candy bar.
Yes, exactly.
What has happened to the show?
I'm not
We're getting
sure
older.
Oh, we're getting to sports. My topic.
Well,
all
let me
right.
ask you this.
What
did you think about the outcome of the Super Bowl this weekend?
Let me tell you guys this.
The outcome.
For 3 weeks, I had to do nothing but study sports. So I'd never really been into sports. But I invested myself to the fact that I was like I can't do, it's too nerve-wracking. It's too, I'm freaking out. I was cursing at people. I was eating food. Sports aren't fun. It's just enraging. It's I was nervous. People are throwing balls. I'm like, you fucking catch it. You fucking catch it. They wouldn't catch it. It's not good. Comic books, you just don't turn the page. It's like, oh, I don't want him to die. So
no,
I'll never
read
on.
You're supposed to turn the pages.
Oh, no way. If I don't want him to die, I put the comic down. I just go home.
You can
I'd
also stop watching sports.
Also, that doesn't work in real life if you have a sick relative. Stop going there, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they pass away. And then.
Do you guys want to talk about mortality a little bit? That would be
more
fun.
Than sports.
Cool.
I did watch the Super Bowl. It was a great game.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, I don't want to talk about this.
Let's instead chat about something else.
Oh, wait. Just can I say, watching the Super Bowl, best part, Avengers trailer came on, and I had to pretend as if, like, this is the best part of my night. That, you know,
well, I'm actually curious, since you do this sports thing, but the reason we have you on the show is you love comic books, you have tons of figures, total geek cred background.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're faking it a little bit?
At the job?
At the job.
Straight face lying every moment I'm there. Wow. Every moment is please do not find out about me. I feel like a CIA agent who's just, they've got my mark.
You're
they know
too
me.
Deep?
My mustache is coming off, and they're like, this guy is a fucking fraud.
One day they're just going to rip open your shirt, and your Catwoman costume is going to be underneath.
First joke I tried to write. Thank God my friend Anthony put the fucking kibosh on this. What was it about? It was about somebody had said something about, all I can remember is the first joke I tried to reference was about Spider-Ham. And
whoa! That's a deep reference for comic book fan.
First joke I wrote, I was like, that's like Spider-Ham. And Anthony was like, my friend Anthony was like, yeah, you can't show people that. They're going to fire you.
I like that you think CIA people wear fake mustaches. Like they have glued on mustaches. Those men can grow their own fucking stashes.
Nah.
CIA secrets, you guys. Yeah. CIA secrets. That's what people
come to the
show.
Is there someone wearing a fake mustache in the crowd tonight?
Well, just to keep talking about the comic book stuff a little bit. I'm sorry. We can talk about fake mustaches later, if that's okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'll bring it back up.
You had a draw off with Jim Lee once.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. You said you got drunk over the weekend.
Yeah.
So I went to a wedding. My friend Jamia. They're friends of Jim Lee. Like, he had come to the wedding, and they were like, he's going to be there. And I was like, I don't want to tell him. I was like, you know, whatever. So I just get wasted. Here's what I'll do. I'll just get fucking wasted. So I get really, really drunk, and I look at him, and I was like, hey, what, you guys having a good time? And he was like, he looks at me and goes, yeah. And he's like, you're Greg, right? You're the comedian. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, tell me a joke. Oh. I usually care about that, but he's Jim Lee. Do whatever you want. So I go, well, what do you do? Like, I don't know him, right? And he goes, I'm an artist. I was like, you draw me a picture, I'll tell you a fucking joke. So then I'm trying to pretend like I don't know who he is.
Was this during the ceremony?
Right in the middle.
It was his wedding.
Sir, please sit down, and I'll draw you a picture later at the reception.
So he looks at me, and he was like, all right, well, what do you want a picture of? And I was like, I don't know. What do you... Batman or something. I don't know anything about comics.
The blue team of X-Men, if possible.
So he starts drawing this. He starts drawing Batman. And I was like, man, you don't know how to draw nothing. My joke was way better. And he was like, you think you could do better? I was like, yeah, I'll draw a dragon. And so I just start drawing. I can't draw. Just, you know, nothing. Just drawing a dragon. And he's like, yeah, but this is Batman. I was like, yeah, but mine has rain. And I'm drawing, like, just droplets of rain. And he was just like, all right, well, I have rain. And then it's just going back and forth. I was like, well, mine has the city skyline of New Jersey. And he was like, yeah, Batman's saying New Jersey. And it was like crazy. And then it's all said and done. I kind of like, I took the picture. I had it. It was awesome. And then he looks at me and he's like, dude, you know about comics, right? And I was like, yeah, I didn't want you to think you were cooler than me.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That's great. Did you get the picture at the end?
Yeah, I have it.
Your pocket?
No,
what?
No, I have a picture of the picture.
I was
going to
say.
It's not good for the podcast.
Before I see it, though, I'm just curious. Is it honestly a Jim Lee picture of Batman where he's just saying, New Jersey, and that's it?
Because that's priceless.
Yeah, it's right there. It says Jersey. It's coming out of his mouth. It's hard to see there. But that's my dragon saying,
you guys
burn,
are having a
motherfucker. I was really drunk.
You guys are having fun.
That's much better.
Yeah.
Your picture is much better. That's a really good picture, you guys. Sorry you can't see it on our audio podcast or in the audience.
Yeah.
Fun. Oh, can I just throw a fun little add-on? He was like, so I heard you're a writer. He's like, have you ever written anything? So I was like, all right, I have two stories I could tell him. Let me tell him one. And I was like, you sure? I feel like I shouldn't be doing this. He goes, no, it's my job. He's like, if you have a great story, I'm the guy you want to tell. So I'm like, all right, it's a story about...
Pitch Jim Lee.
Yeah, at a wedding, man.
No, not even. Pitch him a story about space. I'm like, so this guy comes into space, and then he loses his memory, and then other people come, and they want to attack him, but he doesn't know that he was a bad guy. And I'm just telling him, and he's like, wow, that's awesome. He goes, the only thing is, that's Total Recall. It's like, oh, man, it's like, yeah, all right. Totally pitch Jim Lee, Total Recall.
You didn't know that it was Total Recall.
Well, like, I never really saw.
It's different.
It's different, but I was like, when he saw, I was like, man, that
get
kinda...
your host back to Mars. You see
yeah. He says Pluto, which sucks. It's not a planet anymore. Yeah.
I know. I just had this other. I should have went with the other one. It was based on a kindergarten teacher who's like a cop, but never would have went. I don't think he's into comedies.
No, he's actively working on a kindergarten cop comic
for DC's New 52.
Yeah, they need a writer. They'll put anything in that New 52.
There you go. You got to get yourself to a wedding, dude.
Oh, yeah, you know I do.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack. Yeah, we're doing it. All right. So the deal with the stack, if this is your first time on the show, is me, Pete, and Justin have each made a pick some comic book we particularly like for whatever reason this week.
Or disliked.
Or disliked, ooh, I guess, is the exception this week. But we're going to talk about it. First one we're going to talk about is Pete's pick, which was Invincible number 88.
Yeah!
Private cheer. Yeah.
One thing that I'm going to mention, just because, Pete, I don't know if you're going to mention it, but this is written by Robert Kirkman. This is the issue where Ryan Ottley... returns,
yeah,
and he's sort of the definitive Invincible artist, yeah, I think. So what do you think about the book?
The Ott.
Well, it's nice to have the Otter back. I mean, the guy is a phenomenal artist. But I love this comic so much. It's such a great non-superhero comic, even though it's a superhero comic. I feel like it does a great job of dealing with relationships and a little bit of reality of choices of life. And kind of a fun superhero-y way. What did I just say?
I don't know. Are you giving me like a eulogy for something?
Did you just have an aneurysm?
Yeah.
What just happened, guys?
That was heartfelt.
I just want to mention, there was a lot of punching in this comic book. Yeah. Pretty much
like mostly punching.
This was basically one fight scene in space.
Yeah.
The entire issue.
Yeah, and then he had to get back to Mars. So
crazy. Yeah, there you go.
In this, Invincible, there's a big confrontation in space because there are all these bad guys who are hiding on Earth. And so Invincible's brother and this big one-eyed alien are like, we got to go kill them with its virus. Invincible's like, please don't kill everybody. And then they fight, and then his younger brother takes the virus and is like, I'm going to go kill everybody.
That's such a younger brother move.
Yeah, I know. That's I'm an older brother, so I deal with this all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
My brother's always like, I'm going to kill the entire human race with this virus.
Right?
And I'm like, dude.
And you're like, dude, that's a can of WD-40.
Yeah. But then you wrestle over it, and you're like punching each other, like, stop, no, you stop.
And he sprays you with oil.
All older brothers on this show?
Mealchild, bitch.
Ooh, oh, I'm older. I'm the oldest.
Yeah. You're older?
Oldest.
Did you beat up your little brother?
Yeah. Actually, our little brothers do another show about sports.
Yeah.
And killing people.
But they're always like, I wish that our show was just as good as Comic Book Club.
Probably, right?
You probably know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I wasn't paying attention.
Does your bigger brother do a comic book show?
My brother is a huge comic book fan. Every night is spent, who'd win? Punisher or Spider-Man? Well, that's all we do.
Every night?
I call him.
It's hard to hold down a relationship.
You call him. You guys don't have bunk beds still.
No. We did have bunk beds, but he used to kick the bunk bed up, and then I'd fall down, and he'd get crushed, but he'd still think I was the asshole.
Whoa!
I don't know.
Rickety bunk beds.
Invincible is really good right now. This issue in particular was very focused. I feel like the series has been a little bit all over the place, trying to take on too many things at the same time. There's a great cliffhanger at the end here that I don't want to spoil, but I'm really curious to see where Kirkman takes the series next.
Yeah, I agree. It was
a great series. I would disagree with your saying it's sloppy.
I don't think I said that at all.
All right, whatever.
Sloppy.
Yeah.
It's just sloppy.
Yo, this is a sloppy series.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. That does sound like something you'd say.
Yeah, probably. All right, let's move on to your pick, Justin, which was Superman Action Comics number 6.
Is anybody reading this in the crowd here?
One.
Quiet.
Oh, you're going to love this issue.
You were talking about a sloppy comic. Is there my Grant Morrison?
I wasn't talking. I don't think I used the word
No, you
sloppy.
Keep. You're talking about slop and yeah, sloppy yeah. things. Yeah. And like,
you were eating sloppy Joes before the show?
Yeah.
Oh, which kind? Hot or cold? I was just wondering.
Cold half and sloppy half. Joe?
Do you not, no. It's
where?
We'll talk about it later. It's a completely different sandwich.
What is this?
Yo, are you having a separate dialogue back there?
I've just eaten a bunch of sandwiches I found.
So, cold sloppy Joe. This comic is like a cold sloppy Joe. I picked this because it's a mess. Grant Morrison
is crazy.
There was an arc that started this series that made sense. And then the last two issues have been insane. Superman is up in space with the Legion, but they're traveling through time. All of a sudden, one of them's like, Superman, someone teleported a lead bullet into your brain.
But that's not the crazy part. And there's 30 people inside the bullet.
Well, sort of. They said it's a Tesseract, which will become a room that could fill 30 people. I don't know if they're having like a 30-person party in the bullet.
If you can't say 30 people could fit in the bullet and then have less people in the bullet.
Maybe right. some people are going to arrive later.
Yeah, but if you have a party, like, not everyone shows up.
Right.
Like, if you do. If I do, like,
a room that can fit 30 people, but they don't tell you if there's 30 people inside?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's the kind of crazy writing you get from Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
That was.
I think we really did need a line of dialogue of somebody saying, my God, there's exactly 30 people in this room right now.
Exactly.
That would have helped a lot.
Yeah. I wish they were all here.
That's not even the craziest line in this comic book.
Yeah, it gets
I feel like the craziest line is when someone just shouts out, like, turn air into knives. And then all of a sudden, knives come out of nowhere. And all these people are dead.
Yeah, the like gangster boss who is like selling all this crazy colored kryptonite is like, turn air to knives.
So that's actually, so funny. I have a question for you guys, because have you been reading Action Comics at all?
No, but I got a question. But I'll ask your question when your question is finished.
Okay. My question is, so the first four issues of the title, rebooted Superman, showing his origins, he's fighting against these robots who are kind of like Brainiac taking over the world. Did they ever finish that?
No, they said to be continued in issue like 8.
What? Which,
and then they took a break to tell the craziest story you've ever heard. And then they're like, please stick with us through this nightmare that Grant Morrison, like, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, he's just writing for the trade. It's like, he's writing for a trade that doesn't exist, that will never exist, where he's like, don't worry, you'll see it in the future, or something like.
Yeah, it's frustrating too, because I was really coming around to the series over the course of the first four issues, getting more used to the new Superman, and this gives me nothing to hold on to.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
It's
I will say though, the backup stories. I've been enjoying the backup stories. There's been backup stories in the past two issues showing Superman's life with Pa and Ma Kent. Here he's moving out, I think, in this issue.
Well, this one,
they're a little poignant. They're nice.
It's sad he gives away the farm. Which is a cliche if people he literally does that here.
Yeah. Yeah, you had a question there.
Yeah, my question is, I haven't really been following Action Comics or what happened in this issue, but why would you fill a bullet with people? I feel like you'd fill a bullet with poison. Like
or
like kryptonite, but it's like, hey, let's just put a shitty party in this guy's head. Why would you, it's like, oh, it's just really annoying. Well, stop talking
a lot
so
of people
loud.
Talk about A lot of people talk about kryptonite as his weakness, but a shitty party.
Yeah, shitty party.
It's Superman's weakness.
Everyone's weakness.
That's the original Action Comics number one.
People just going, we're out of punch. We're out of punch. I can't take it! Superman flies himself into the sun.
It gives it right out.
I would do that.
All right, let's move on with the last pick for today. This is my pick. It was The 12, number 9 from Marvel Comics. So, if you don't know anything about the 12, more
stuff. Last issue came out 8 years ago?
I think it was 1962.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, basically, the 12 has not come out for a good long while for various reasons that we actually talked about a little bit on the last show. But basically, there were some art problems, there were some writing problems, there were some business problems, things like that. Finally, we're picking up here. This was great. This series is as great as I remembered, and I'm so glad that it's back. For those of you who haven't read any of it, it's about a bunch of time-displaced heroes from World War II who wake up in the modern era and have a really, really hard time dealing with things.
Yeah,
like, insanely, like, they go nuts and start killing each other and killing other people. They just can't deal with it.
It's
a hard time.
Yeah, but the thing that's really great about it is the character work that J. Michael Straczynski is doing in the issue. Yeah. It's really well done. Everybody is very distinct. It's an involving mystery. The members of the 12 are getting killed off one by one, and I want to find out more. So it really does feel like the series has not missed a beat from the last issue, and that's a great thing.
It's dark and moody.
Oh, we have like a counterpoint.
Oh,
no, no. Pete was saying, what? I agree.
Yeah. No, like they spent the first couple of pages being like, man, sure has been a while since we've seen each other, right? Wink. It's been 8 years since the last issue came out. I felt like that was a little too, like, I get it. You know, we don't need to comment on the fact that it's so taking you so long.
You couldn't move past that for the rest of the
issue. I had a little trouble moving past that. And then
so
it's
you
like,
just read the first page.
Yeah, and then I just walked away, just like good. He would do. Yeah, exactly.
Classic Stone move.
No, but classic Stone move.
Classic Stone. Bail out.
But also,
he's going
like,
to walk off the show in 10 minutes, I bet you anything.
But also, I felt like, you know, it's always been the giant robot. Like, the giant robot that hasn't moved or anything, like, of course, that's the thing that's killing people off.
Are you saying if we had a giant robot on this stage
that just sat there the whole time,
you would
and
never
people,
trust it?
No, because if people start slowly dying, it's a fucking giant robot.
It is. I don't know. Or the people bullet. Everyone knows.
Yeah.
Yep.
People bullet.
The only thing about a bullet full of people is he never shot it. He just teleported into his brain, so it's just sitting there.
Yeah, because those people are all going to get sick if you shoot it.
You're right. They're all his friends. Bad, he threw the party. They're all his buddies. You can't get them shot.
You check this out, but you haven't read any of the other issues of the 12.
I'll say this. Everything Straczynski's ever done, I've loved. I read the first page of this, and they go. He's like, hey, here's this crazy robot, but it was based on a guy who kills people. So, chill out. 2 pages later, robots killing everybody. Yeah. I was like, I saw that coming, and I wasn't paying attention.
The other, and I really like this. The other wild part in the back, there's this other character who's a doctor, and he tells his origin story. And there's this guy who gets injured, and the doctor takes him back to his house, and he's like, I'm going to call an ambulance for you. He's like, the guy who was injured is like, okay, good. Because if I die and the ambulance doesn't come, I need to turn over my flaming hands to you. Because I can turn my hands into flaming hands, and then you'll be able to do that. And then the guy leaves the room, and he picks up the phone, and he's like, I'm not going to call the ambulance. And then he gets the flaming hand powers, and then it cuts back to modern day, and he's like, yeah, so I feel terrible. Badass move.
That's the complicated
some
character structure of this
you
book.
Secrets you got to take to the grave.
Yeah. Anyway, great book. Definitely pick that up. And that's it for the stack.
All
right. Guys, we are going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to bring out Boothman.
Here he is.
And we have something pretty special for you guys actually. This is pretty exciting. So we have VIP passes to the first ever public screening of John Carter that we're going to give away.
From Mars.
Yeah. From
it's like
no,
total
it's just
recall.
John Carter.
Huh? Oh, yeah. He's not from Mars. He's from Earth. But he goes to Mars. It's like Total Recall.
Yeah, it's like Total Recall, but with Tyler Kitsch, and he has no shirt. Taylor Kitsch. Yeah, Tim Riggins, Friday Night Lights.
There's way more women in this audience than there should be.
Yo, cool it. Don't make it weird.
Man, why is it
gorgeous women.
You're going to scare them away.
It took me forever to lure them here. Don't
lure
scare
them. Lured them.
So anyway, first 5 questions are going to get a pair of passes, but come see us after the show, and we're going to get your contact info so we can
and
pass
your telephone numbers.
And your telephone numbers. And you can check out our baby, or I don't know, whatever. Yeah. We'll just see what happens.
Thank
we'll
you
see
saying,
where the night takes us.
Thank you for saying our baby. Yeah. The first time.
Well, usually, we rented that baby.
It's true.
All
cheap.
Right. You want to?
Oh.
Thanks. He lives in the booth.
Oh, yeah. We should probably mention Boothman lives in the booth. Thanks, Pete.
Yeah. I wish I could have come out with you guys. Sounded like a lot of fun.
You're too busy cooling down sloppy joes or something.
Do you guys really?
Let's talk about this later.
You don't know what cold sloppy joes are.
I think I have a pretty fair idea.
No, you don't. You have no idea.
That sounds disgusting.
It's not, there's no hamburger in it.
Then what is it? It's
something
a bunch of
sauce
on
we'll talk about it later.
There's no bun. It's just a bullet in your mind.
Sloppy bullets are the best.
All right. Which comic book hero or group do you want to see a movie adaptation of?
Assuming Spider-Man.
Yeah, when are we going to get a Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, finally. When's that going to happen? No, I guess the question is what comic book or hero or team would you like to see that has not been done yet?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say I would love to see a Power Pack TV show or movie. I think that would be great. I feel like that's such a natural thing.
Because they're like fun teens.
They're like
they're kids. And it would be a good way of getting kids back into comics. It's a natural translation. Rather than having, like, hey, Wolverine, we'll put him on a kid's show. But he can't really, like, slice people to ribbons or anything like that.
Yeah,
having kids who are actually kids.
Yeah, those kids
at
Shoe Rainbows are really going to hit this generation really well.
You don't know kids like I do.
Oh, that's creepy.
Nope. No judgment.
Did that go down the creepy hole?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't ever say those words again.
Definitely don't say that. What about you guys? Thoughts?
I would like to see a Punisher movie.
Don't you dare. Aww. Warzone. Fuck you. Warzone was amazing. I'll stand on that to this day.
What? Punisher that movie was insane.
Punisher Warzone was the best movie ever.
What
I'll stand
talking?
And I'll... It was amazing.
I just want to say...
How are
flipping?
You?
Which part?
Which part wasn't the flipping monkey men that got hit with a bazooka? Or
it was a rocket launcher, and that was amazing. But then the Punisher, like, tucked himself in for a little nap with a blanket, and I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, he lived in the sewers with the Chuds. That whole thing was great. The whole mix was... No,
the mix.
Nobody? Not no. one
great
person?
I'm just saying, Greg, you're a bigger Punisher fan than Pete now.
Wow.
I felt it was a very good... I felt like it kind of grasped a little bit of what Ennis had going. I felt like it was crazy yet goofy, kind of like how Ennis's run on Punisher was. I mean, it's a little bit of a stretch, but
I don't think
it was a stretch. I loved it.
I would never say Punisher is goofy. I wouldn't put goofy.
But
in
no,
Punisher.
how the art was in Ennis's run,
okay,
I Steve felt was
Dillon's.
Sort of like
okay,
Steve Dillon's.
Yeah. It was like aggressively terrifying.
Yeah, but we had like you know like the, it was like kind of like. Cartoonish. Almost like cartoonish, and that's kind of how I thought she brought in her own little aspect. Yeah, I know it was the director was a woman. She was beautiful, and
she was
that
beautiful.
Punisher.
What happened to her?
I murdered
her. You murdered her for making the perfect movie.
Greg, who would you like to see as a movie that hasn't been done besides Punisher?
I would like to see X Force or X Factor, like you know that the X-Statics. That X Force. I thought I love that, and I thought there was like a nice. Really just...
like a media, real media-centric, snotty team.
Just seeing everyone die. I would just like to see every
you
hero
just
in the movie.
You see people die?
Die, yeah.
Oh, just watch the
he
movie.
He is a big Punisher.
You know what's a good movie for that? Watch Punisher Warzone.
Yeah. Could just recommend.
Yeah. Justin, what about you?
Well, I would like a very specific answer. There's a Joss Whedon Wonder Woman script out there that will probably never get made. I wish they would make that. That would be awesome. Yep, we're gonna
read it.
We're gonna slowly read. We're gonna play that.
Open
play
on,
it out. Yeah.
Open on Wonder Woman sitting at her desk.
Yep,
Wonder Woman. This is a little weirdy.
Yeah, that's classic Joss Whedon.
Classic Joss Whedon
language. Yep.
Hunky vampire words. Comes in. No? Okay,
no.
I like Joss
no, you're,
Whedon.
No, you're
so
reading the words.
I'm allowed to say this, you guys.
You're right. Allowed to mock him.
Here, actually, I'm passing this to Pete because of the
I'm gonna pour this on your iPad.
Please do.
Okay.
Cool. Who would you like to see? Justin.
Oh, besides Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Silver Sable.
right.
Real
that would be
sexy.
Real popular.
We're talking about pornographic movies, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great.
We're always talking about pornographic movies. That's the only thing we're ever talking
that's
about.
That's what people, anytime they say movies, that's what they mean.
Cool. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics and passes to John Carter, not of Mars. And let's get the next question.
Thank you. What's your favorite song right now?
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's really cool, you guys. Thanks.
I just downloaded the Bon Iver album, the most recent one. Yeah, that guy is laid back.
Borderline.
I was just saying, if we're talking about music, that's what I just downloaded.
It's one long song, the album. Yeah.
It sort of is.
Oh, is it really?
Isn't life just one long song?
Oh, shut up. Pete, what about you? Favorite song right now?
I've been listening to a lot of Wu-Tang lately, so...
Did you guys notice, this is a little bit of a side thing, right now, right around the corner, there is a Bone Thugs and Harmony concert going on.
Oh, man.
Yes. Why are we here?
Let's storm that.
I'll see you at the crossroads.
Crossroads.
Gonna miss everybody. Gonna miss my dog, my Uncle Charles, y'all.
Do you think they're gonna do that? Do you think they'll do that?
That's their only mix.
They're only doing that. They're doing that repeatedly.
They're gonna do that three times if they know what they're doing.
On a loop for an hour and a half.
First of the month, Crossroads. First of the month, Crossroads.
Gonna miss everybody.
Cool. Greg, song stuck in your head?
Stuck in my head? No. I only listen to one song, and it's Borderline from Madonna. Constantly, every day. level two.
You know, there's a someone just played for me a Flaming Lips cover of Borderline.
It's blasting.
Sick. Sick my ass. No, it's really good. It's a Flaming, one of the guys from Flaming Lips with his son's band. It's really good.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh,
that sentence was crazy. It had Flaming Lips and Sick My Ass in there.
Sick my ass. What about you, Alex?
What bunch
of pop shit are you listening to?
No, that's the thing. I haven't been listening to pop shit in a good long while. I've been listening to a lot of soundtrack stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Mainly. This is a really dorky answer.
That's what we would expect.
Abigail's song from the Doctor Who Christmas special last year.
Oh, my God.
Great song.
I finally feel at home.
Yeah. There you go.
This is just
check it out on YouTube or Spotify is a good place to check out
new
music.
Look at you plugging shit.
Great. Yeah. All my hormones just turned off when you said that.
Cool. Raise your hand if you asked that. You're going to get some free comics in the passes to the movie. And let's get the next question.
This is fun.
Yeah. All right. This question's a three-parter.
Three-parter? Let's get into it.
All right. In the past 30 years, who has been the most influential artist in comics? Mm. Okay. A, how has he or she, whoever wrote this, affected the publisher they work for? How have they affected the character they drew? And how have they affected the audience, fans? And then, same question again, but for the writer.
I just want to paint a visual picture to anybody who's listening to this at home. Boothman actually fell asleep on the wall just now. As are they.
Takes a lot out of him reading all that stuff.
But seriously, let's.
My head's going to explode.
What if I said Todd McFarlane for Marvel on Spider-Man back in the day? I think he affected the character. All the extra bendy limbs was sort of took over for a long time.
Yeah. We're just to distill the question, we're talking about most influential artists.
Artists.
Frank Miller, probably. I mean, really, Frank Miller doing Batman Year One, Dark Knight Returns, and even Daredevil dictated exactly what the comic book industry was going to be like for decades at this point, and I really feel
especially, well, even the tone. I guess I was talking about
that's what I'm saying.
Tonally, that's I think you're right.
I think for decades we've been in this like murky hole, and it's a creepy one.
My whole life I've been in this murky hole.
Yeah, and it actually feels like things are starting to work out of there a little bit, where people are starting to actually re-embrace fun.
Yeah, exactly. So we got the Power Pack shooting rainbows right in Frank Miller's fucking face.
What about you guys? Any thoughts, Greg?
Yeah, I go with Jim Lee.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, geez, we get it. You met him.
Because he's my best friend.
Yeah.
I like to hang out with him.
He's my best friend.
he did the little eyes, man. I love the little eyes.
Jim Lee did draw my favorite Batman, so yeah, I will agree with that a little bit. I don't know, man. I feel like you really need to go old school on this to get. I feel like, you know.
Who drew the yellow kid?
Yeah.
Oof.
Your early days of journalism references don't really hit as well.
No. Yeah. Not really? Okay.
I don't know. I feel like Kubrick. You know,
Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah, Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah, his comics were
just weird. Joe Kubert.
Kubert. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah. And Joe Kubert is the guy who jumps from block to block, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Kubert. Yeah. Yeah. Watch out for those snakes.
Q dash B E R T.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's right. That's our sweet spot.
Pretty much. All right. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're gonna get some free comics and the passes. And let's get the next question. Oh, thanks for coming up, sir.
Coming up. That's really
usually
gentlemanly.
We're like valets and we bring
usually Pete
to you.
Like goes and like shakes hands and like sort of creeps out everybody.
Yeah.
I think Pete thinks he's a presidential candidate. So he does that. Would you please cast a Marvel or DC version of Hamlet for me? Thanks.
Hamlet?
Oh, that's
real
good.
Literate crowd in here tonight.
I mean, well,
just come.
My first thought, kidding. I don't know what you guys think. Spider-Man for Hamlet, probably. Just because he's not quite so dark.
Did you say Uncle Buck?
Yeah, that's a good reference.
Yeah,
that's good.
We could cast a Marvel Uncle Buck in a second.
Oh, man.
A hot second.
Yep, Wolverine is Uncle Buck. Done.
So we're talking Hamlet and we're talking Marvel. We need an angstier. I think Wolverine would make a better Hamlet.
I feel like your boy would make a good Hamlet there.
My boy.
Your boy.
Scott Summers.
Cyclops?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could
be.
Yeah,
he's pretty angsty.
I love a Cyclops fan.
Yeah.
Say that.
Thank you. I love you too.
A lot of people don't respect that.
I know. I like Cyclops.
I hate Cyclops.
While we're going Marvel, Typhoid Mary as Ophelia. about that. Ooh, she goes a little
Ophelia's
nuts.
Ophelia's nice and innocent.
Then she goes crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Typhoid Mary is nice and innocent, and then she goes crazy.
I think she was crazy
then she
to
gets
begin
typhoid.
With.
I would go with Daredevil's girlfriend, Paige, the one who has AIDS, because that's what I feel about this conversation.
Whoa!
No, I'm kidding.
Coming on strong.
I'm kidding. I love you guys. That wasn't too offensive.
Thanks.
No, that's cool.
Fine.
I hate Hamlet.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. What do you think, Pete?
Yeah,
oh, nice.
That's a good one. Booster Gold and Blue Beetle.
That's actually
I like
really
it.
Good, though. Yeah.
What about The Watcher as Polonius?
Nice. A lot of great advice.
Yeah.
A lot of great advice from The Watcher.
Yeah. Who else?
What else we got? Ghost King.
Ghost. Gentleman Ghost.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go. That's the only ghost I can think of. Or Casper.
Like,
how about Casper?
Please kill all these people.
Gentleman Ghost. For those of you who don't know. Is my favorite ridiculous villain of all time. Gentleman Ghost is supposed to be like the most dangerous villain to the Justice Society of America, except he's an effete ghost who has a monocle and a top hat.
Yeah.
And is like, wah-ha-ha, my plans!
Yeah.
And that's it. They go, oh no, Gentleman Ghost, he's back.
Yeah. He's got his weakness is taking his spats away. It's his greatest weakness.
His weakness is Downton Abbey.
Nice. Oh. Hot ref.
Thank you.
How many other the queen?
No, we got every single character.
Yeah, I think we covered it.
Oh, you think we covered it?
Yeah.
Cool. Raise your hand if you asked that. I like that question. I don't care what anybody else says.
I do too.
You get the comics and the passes. And was that?
We have a lot more.
Okay, that's it. But I think we have
two
more passes though to give out. Right?
We have a ton more.
Okay, we're giving out some next week. So
yeah,
stay tuned for that. Okay, should we have a business meeting? Quick business meeting, you guys.
Cool. All right, ask the next question.
Great. All right, next question gets a pair of passes as well.
All right. I can't really read this one, but I'll try. Who's better, Night Dork or Wolfmaster? I don't think that's what it says at all.
Who asked that question?
Whoever asked that?
Yeah, Night Devil.
Night Devil or who?
Wolfmaster. Wolfmaster.
Oh, my God. I think this is a question for
Greg.
What
are you talking about?
Nonsense. That's the kind of question I like. You have to imagine these characters, a Wolfmaster or the Night Devil.
Well, I watched The Grey this weekend. They could have used a Wolfmaster. Yo, first off, let me say, Liam Neeson is a terrible actor.
What?
He's a hugely overrated actor.
Have you seen Taken? He has a particular set of skills.
You haven't seen Darkman.
Yeah.
Darkman, right.
He's learning to live with a lot of things.
Darkman is awesome.
That movie, The Grey, is a crazy movie. At one point, he puts a bunch of liquor bottles. You've seen the trailer. Puts a bunch of airplane liquor bottles on his, tapes them to his hand, smashes them. He's like, I'm going to punch this wolf in the inside of its mouth, and that'll be all I want. That's all I want in the world.
So you're going to sit in here and tell me that's not the coolest thing you've ever heard in your life? I mean,
that's
I understand
pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Oh. Let me know after you see the movie.
All right, Will.
Cool. I think we're going to go with Wolfmaster then. Yeah. Let's give you two passes to the movie, and let's get that last question. Oh, you got it.
Last question. This question's really nice. I like whoever wrote it. Most inspirational teacher.
Oh man, that's nice.
Wow, that's tough.
Also, an answer.
For us or just in comics?
No, in general.
In general?
Yeah. Gandhi.
Gandhi was pretty good. Mother Teresa.
I had a 10th grade history with Gandhi.
Did you?
Yeah.
I blew off his class.
He was always like, can I finish your sandwich?
I feel like an obvious one is the Punisher.
Teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he taught us how to love.
Yep.
Yeah. Guns. Love guns.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Miss Klingler defended me and said that I shouldn't be in a special school for handicapped children. No joke.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. They were like, this kid's retarded. You got to put him in another school. And Miss Klingler said, what's wrong with you? He just needs glasses. I got glasses, and I passed.
Whoa, where did you go to school?
What kind of school would be like, this
what
guy
year?
Can't see. Yeah, he's the dumbest guy alive.
First through third grade. I was couldn't read, couldn't do anything, and then I had baseball, and I was getting smacked in the face, and I was coming with black eyes. And she was like, why do you have black eyes? And I was like, baseball. And she was like, you probably need glasses. Put it together. And then, boom, I was able to keep myself in
the
basement.
Where were your parents?
I'll tell you what.
No, my mom was the same shit. My mom. I mean, this is really personal. My mom would just be like, I would go home, and they would be like, your mother's a terrible person because she's not putting you in the school you need to be in. And my mom would just take everything I was learning and reteach it to me and be like, in like a way, because I had ADD, all this bullshit, and I couldn't read because I couldn't see. And she like put me through all that, like, but the only teacher who actually cared, who actually was like, I think this kid's smart, Miss Klingler. This got way too deep. I don't
know. This is really nice. If someone ever asks you this question again and you say another teacher, That's fucked up. Because she definitely is.
Yeah.
All right, raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get a pass. And that's it for your audience questions. Thank you, Boothman.
Wait, that's crazy. You didn't know that you couldn't see?
I was very unaffected.
You were just like, really? Everyone probably feels like they're underwater all the time.
Yeah, I just didn't really realize. I had double vision, so I just couldn't really like put the words together. I was really slow. And they don't tell you when they think you're retarded. They just pat you on the back and go, ah, you're doing a great job. And I was like,
it's crazy.
Yeah, really. They were pulling me out of classes, putting me with kids who had like big goiters on their necks. And just
and the goiter kid was like, I'm smart. It's just a goiter. Just drain it and let me get back to work.
Put him in a school for goiter kids.
All right, guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek. Okay, so now, not to cut off the goiter talk.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But we're going to hit you with a couple of geek culture topics that have happened over the past week. First one, probably the biggest one, a huge deal. DC announced right after our show, which I felt was really rude, that they are doing a bunch of prequels to Watchmen, the comic book, probably the most celebrated comic book of all time. They're going to be releasing, I think it's 7 miniseries ranging from 4 to 6 issues, plus 1 issue epilogue. And over the course of it, it's going to be 35 issues, which is actually almost 3 times as long as the original Watchmen series. So, what do you guys think about this? Good move, bad move, or the best move?
How many of them are Alan Moore? Is Alan Moore writing?
None of them.
Nothing is sacred.
And Dave Gibbons actually, in the press release even, had this very backhanded...
I was like, I'm sorry, Alan. I'm sorry.
No, Dave Gibbons in the press release was like, well, I guess they were going to do this anyway, so...
And he's like, I'm drawing a lot of them.
He's not. He's not involved in any of them. There are some really good creative teams. I know this is a very unpopular opinion, but I'm actually excited for them for what they are. They have They have Darwin Cook is writing and drawing a series about the Minutemen, the team that took place before the Watchmen, and I think that's really cool. That's right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You also have Darwin Cook and Amanda Connor collaborating on a Silk Spectre series, which also sounds really great.
Yeah, so, that's an amazing team for that.
You know, I understand not wanting to do Watchmen stuff and wanting to keep it in its own bubble, but there's some really cool stuff that's coming out.
Listen, just name a single prequel that failed. Name one prequel that failed in the entire world.
There's never been one.
Exactly. So there I think go. It's going to be fun.
Can I tell you guys a quick story?
Of course.
Before Watchmen. So
can we just acknowledge the fact that was a bullshit statement that you just said?
What I just said? Yeah. Purposely. Okay. Yeah, every prequel is bad.
So I did, after, before Watchmen came out, I did a quick article for MTV, just sort of handicapping, hey, here's what I think.
It was quick, though.
Yeah, it was super quick. It was real sloppy.
Okay, good. See?
Yeah. Oh, I do say it all the time. But it was breaking down what I thought was going to happen in each of the before Watchmen series. And it went up online a little more than a half an hour later. A friend of mine on Twitter tweeted out, man, when is the internet going to put up a list of what they think the before Watchmen prequels is going to be like? Get on that internet. And I was so excited that I could honestly tweet back at him, I did it 35 minutes ago. There you go. Thanks, Jordan, for getting that. Appreciate it.
Wait, why?
Have you guys read Watchmen?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
There's a pretty famous thing that happens in Watchmen towards the
spoilers.
End, where they say, we're coming here to stop you, Ozymandias.
I described the,
and he says, I did it 35 minutes ago.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Cool, thanks.
Good.
It's good.
I was worried that that whole bit was just so you could plug the fact that you write for MTV.
Yeah,
so
I'm glad.
That was the
And you have friends on Twitter.
That you have friends on Twitter.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't want to brag, but I have friends on Twitter.
Yeah, you have a bunch of 30-person parties on Twitter. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Just think about the consequence to Superman.
You can check me out at Bullet in the Brain.
Yeah.
it's pretty cool.
It's fun stuff.
All right, let's move on. Next.
Did anyone get that reference? A lot of people get that reference online?
Yeah.
I cool. got it. I don't
know. Made me happy. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. It's a great reference. I was just like, oh, I don't know it. Jordan knows
if
it.
You guys,
Jordan,
I think Justin, Jordan knows it.
I'm just saying, if you want to quit after the show, that's totally up to you.
I don't want to quit. Come on. We read so many comics. How can you remember all those words?
Watchmen.
Huh? Watchmen, yeah.
What, you read Watchmen like every Sunday morning instead of going to
Every Sunday morning, I wake up, say, hey, house baby. I say hi to the house baby.
Oh,
I
you should name your daughter.
Someday.
Did you say house baby?
House baby.
Or is that your wife baby? You're referring to? Hey, house baby.
Whichever. Anyway, Watchmen. You guys should really read this Watchmen book. It's great. All right, let's move on.
I'll just start with I want to start with the prequels, and then I'll get to the Watchmen.
Yes, you understand where they're coming from.
I like to do things in sort of a linear way.
Right.
I can't wait to watch the rest of Star Wars.
You got to check it out. It's coming up in theaters.
I know. 3D. Yeah.
As long as they didn't, as long as they didn't change anything for the Phantom Menace, I'm gonna be pretty happy.
Yeah.
I hope they didn't fuck anything up.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about a couple of movie teasers that came out. One played during the Super Bowl, which we talked about a little bit before. The Avengers teaser played. They actually put a minute-long version online. And then this morning, the Amazing Spider-Man trailer also came online. So let's talk about it. Amazing Spider-Man versus Avengers teaser. Which are you more jacked for?
Jack.
Ooh. Which one are you going to work
get
out?
Jack!
With? Yeah, I was working out to the Avengers trailer, just getting super yeah. jacked.
I know, I watched it 45 times. I was working
wow,
out.
Wow, you must be
buff. I'm jacked.
Greg?
Oh, I got to say, the Avengers is going to be awesome, but Spider-Man, like, I hated Tobey Maguire. I love Spider-Man. And understand this, I love everything.
Did you ever see the Cider House Rules?
No. He's fine in that movie, I'm sure. But I did not like him in Spider-Man, and I think this kid looks like Spider-Man, and I'm a Spider-Man guy. So I'm pretty excited about this.
You're pretty hoping.
You are pretty
thanks,
hoping.
You know, I that does mean that.
I agree. I think the Spider-Man, watching the Spider-Man trailer, I was like, oh, this seems like a comic book, as opposed to the Raimi 3 seemed like movies about Spider-Man. This is like, oh, this is a comic book on screen.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I did think that. I don't know.
Okay, no, that's fine.
I think the Lizard as a villain is a bummer.
It's a bummer for Dylan Baker, who is leading up to play.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And he must be kicking himself.
Man,
yeah,
I'm
he's
so
probably
pissed.
Somewhere, like, chopping off his arm, eating lizards, be like, I'll show everybody.
Oh, wow. That'd be crazy.
That's what Dylan Baker
that's
does.
Terrible. That's some terrible revenge.
Yeah, there you go. I'm really excited for Avengers now.
Really?
This is such a total fanboy thing, but every single thing they've shown me, I've been like, the only thing you need to show me is them all standing together, and I'm into it.
Yeah, that last
and that what? Last yeah, that shot cool. of them all standing together as the camera goes around, I was like, yeah, I'm going to play this five times.
Oh, so you just need a photograph then. You don't need a movie.
That's what I realized. If it's an hour and a half of them being like, I don't know, do just you want to stand still. Here? You want to stand here? Great.
Yeah, Iron Man, your suit is buzzing. Turn off the buzzing. It's so annoying.
Did you guys watch the extended teaser for Avengers?
No. Is it more?
Awesome.
Really?
It's totally worth it.
I was teased just enough on the first one. I didn't watch the extended one.
Oh. Okay.
I was just teased.
All right. Well, it's great. You got to check it out online at facebook.com/Avengers.
What?
Whoa, wow.
That? I don't know. Marvel took over my brain for
what
a second.
Did you
that's pretty easy to remember, though. Facebook.com.
Facebook.schmork.
Facebook.
Wolfman and the
Devil. / Wolfman and the Night Devil.
Wolfmaster. Pete,
cool,
what
there we
did
go.
You prefer?
Last little thing to talk about.
Pete hasn't given his opinion.
Oh, yeah, Pete, what do you think? Avengers. Avengers? Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
No explanation? No conversation?
No,
great.
No.
Okay,
no,
great.
Yeah. I'm glad you stopped the show for that.
Sorry, often on this show we each have opinions.
Yeah, no.
Move your chair into the darkness, if you could. Just move your chair into the darkness. Move your chair into the darkness.
Cool. All right, last thing to talk about, a big night this Sunday of television, and we'll definitely talk about it next week, but AMC is premiering both the second half of The Walking Dead and also the new reality series, Comic Book Men. So my question for you guys is, are you looking forward to that, and what are you looking forward to in both series?
Very excited for Walking Dead. I've
hell
heard,
yes.
I've heard that, oh, now you have a strong opinion
yep.
when I'm talking.
Yeah, oh man, Walking Dead, dude, oh!
And your opinion
bro!
Is...
Bro!
Dude... This is a show for literate discussion, not like concert level
but I'm
shouts.
I'm so pumped. I'm so jacked for Avengers. Walking Dead's going to be fucking crazy.
Yeah, beers.
I'm going to get wasted and watch
Walking Dead. Man.
That's going to be sweet.
Dude, so drink up. Every time you see a zombie,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, well, that's like two drinks, let's be honest. I've heard that this episode, a buddy of mine already saw it, it's fantastic. It's
how do
like,
you have a friend like
oh,
that?
Oh, here we go.
I have a friend. My writing partner, John Gabers, his wife works for AMC, and he's got the first two episodes. I haven't watched them yet.
What the fuck?
So
why are you here right now?
I don't know.
You should be watching that.
I don't know.
But you've heard they're good.
The first episode, he said, is the best of this season, maybe of the whole series.
Wow.
So expectations high.
Yeah. And Comic Book Men?
Hate.
Hate?
Not happy. I don't know. What the hell? This
what
is our
is
thing.
That? I don't know what that show is. What is that?
Comic Book Man is based in Kevin Smith's secret stash store in New Jersey. And it's a reality show following the lives of the people there.
How far do they really have to follow them?
I don't know, not that far.
Yeah, it's in and out.
It's just to the store and to home.
Bathroom, back to the register.
Yeah, exactly.
This is intense. When's he going to take a bathroom break?
Dave's peeing again. Save it for the commercial break.
I will say, I was actually at an event for the show earlier today.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no, I don't want to brag. But I was at an event for the show earlier today. And
this
actually,
better not end in a weird esoteric reference.
And I went up to Kevin Smith, and I was like, I did it 35 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And he was
boom.
Like, what?
Watchmen.
And he was like, Watchmen, and then made out for 3 hours. Great. It was crazy.
Finish your story.
My story is just that they seem like cool guys, and the show actually does seem like there's going to be, it's not really going to be like heavy drama. It's going to be about.
Yeah.
How heavy could it be?
Yeah. It's about them screwing around in a comic book store.
Do they talk about actual comics?
Probably yeah, they not. Talk about actual comics. They show clips of people bringing in rare comics and ridiculous collectibles to sell and things like that. So, I don't know. I think it might be a fun time.
It seems a little too nerdy for my taste.
Yeah. Who would want to watch?
Great answer.
What's the thing? Right.
Actually, I think Pete has a point. Who would want to watch an hour-long show about comic books?
Yeah, exactly.
What's the deal with the title? Comic Book Men.
It used to be called Secret Stash. Yeah. Sorry, I have too much information about this. But it used to be called Secret Stash.
Right.
They changed it to Comic Book Men because they felt like.
Is it like Watchmen? Is
that pun? No, I didn't ask them. You were in my head the entire time because.
I know.
Yeah.
In a bullet?
Justin has said this before, like, Comic Book Men feels like it's a pun on something, but it's not actually a pun on anything.
Yeah.
But it's really just because they are men who like comic books, and that's it.
Oh,
wow.
And there's
that's
no ladies.
Yeah, that's why I tried to get them to rename House Irreverent Doctor, but they wouldn't do it. They just
House,
wouldn't do it.
That's not going well for you?
No, it's not going well.
All right, well, good
neither
luck.
Was saying. Neither did saying it.
Saying it out loud didn't,
no,
go well.
It didn't go well.
Nope, that didn't go well either. And that's it for the Week in Geek.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we are going to go on with our next section, which is trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to Pete LePage.
Mr. Pete LePage.
Guys, this is part of giving back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. It's really awesome of you. It's an opportunity to win $25 in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance to win $25? I mean, let's not say chance. Who would like to win $25?
Just raise your
hands. Just raise your hands.
Don't be shy.
All
Don't
right.
be shy. Raise your hand.
Come on up.
It's very easy.
Hold that microphone.
Okay.
All right, great. Don't,
don't go over there.
The
come over here. Where are you going? Are you hiding behind your friend?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
You just knocked over 4 drinks.
All right, so here's
like
this
a bully.
Gift card that might be yours. How this is going to work, I'll get more this way. That way you don't feel so weird.
That's fine.
So how this is going to work is we're going to do some trivia on the new Ghost Rider movie coming out. I know you're excited about
That's perfect.
You got this.
Okay.
So how this works is I read you a question. You listen to all 3 possible answers.
Perfect.
Go 3 for 3, $25.
Whoa. I got to get them all right?
All right.
Okay.
Very easy. Clearly never been to the show before.
Yeah. Here we go. Thank you, Boothman. Use the music. It'll help.
Use the music.
Question number 1.
Let that inform your decisions.
Yes. Like Eminem said.
In Ghost Rider 2, Spirit of Vengeance, Johnny Blaze is trying to stop blank. Okay? Is it A, the devil, B, Orb, or C, Apache Chief? It's either A, the devil, or it's B, Orb. And it's definitely not the Apache Chief. That's a G.I. Joe reference.
All right, I'll go with A.
A is correct.
All right. All right.
Wow.
All right.
I don't know if you guys heard, when you said Apache Chief, there are these weird flutes in the music. Like it was his battle cry. It was awesome. Did you time that?
I did.
Nope.
All right. Ghost Rider was originally called Blank. But they changed the name. Is it A, Evil Rider, B, Knight Rider, no K, or C...
Before you... Okay.
Or C, Casper. So it's either A, which would be incorrect, okay. Or it's B.
Okay, B.
Yes!
All right. Nice. All right.
Wow. All right, dude.
This is great.
All right. Whoa. Yeah. Don't get cocky.
Don't get cocky.
No, I'm not.
You seem sort of cocky.
Yeah,
you had a hand in the pocket.
Here we go. Last question.
It's been here the whole time.
All right. In the trailer, Ghost Rider urinates what? Is it A, fire, B, chains, or C, penance, tears? So it's either what's, A, fire.
Yeah, okay.
Or it's B, chains.
What's penance, tears?
Penance, tears.
It's like oh, penis, tears. I get it.
No.
Oh.
Penance, like the penance stare that Ghost Rider does.
Penis tears.
Penis tears. No, but no, that's funny.
I call my urine penis tears.
So let's not overlook that some people might
in the bathroom call their urine out of my penis.
Penis tears. I've got to release some penis tears. My dick has to cry again. What was, did you say which one was right again? It was A?
It was A!
Hey, thanks, man. All right.
I kept the receipt so you know we're legitimate.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I thought that was
legit.
In case
I
wanted to return it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No, I'm the narrator now. Go away.
Not going to get fun. Not going to get fun with that
much. Give it up for him.
That's what we needed.
All right, guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Oh, man, it's the Punisher Max wrap-up.
Punisher
last
Max
issue,
22.
22 coming out, and it's probably the greatest.
You read it?
One of the greatest Punisher comics I've ever read in my life.
Really?
Every panel, I was going crazy.
You were crying. You were crying,
crying penis tears.
No, that was the gayest high five I've ever seen in my life.
That was so lame. That was lamer than penis tears. That was the high five of penis tears.
It was like, it's tough because it's a visual bit.
It felt
when
right.
When you make a high five, you're not supposed to make a sound, right?
Yeah.
Just, cool. Just a light,
like,
slightly moist. Just like a...
Just a little sweaty.
Yeah, just a little...
Yeah.
That was
so it makes
gross.
Kind of a... Yeah. It makes a sound
yeah,
when
exactly.
It comes back.
The sweetest
I'll
high fives.
I'll never be able to get that out of my head.
Good, good.
Whenever you think about Punisher Max 22, you're going to think about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh. It's true.
Oh,
me.
Somebody else say something.
Justin?
I'm looking forward to Unwritten number 34. If you're not reading this series... Read it. It's very good. It's sort of in the middle of a big arc, but go back. It's like sort of a take on a Harry Potter type situation, but it's really smartly written. Great characters. One of the best series on the stands.
Yeah, there is a lot of great stuff coming out tomorrow. So this was very hard to pick, but I think the thing that is the most awesome, there's a graphic novel from Dark Horse called Daughter of Her Father's Eyes. That this is. It's a very serious graphic novel. It's by Brian and Mary Talbot, and it's paralleling her life with the life of, oh my God, I'm going to blank on this.
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
King Don Johnson?
Don yes.
That's sort Don of a Johnson. Guess, but is it Don Johnson?
No. James Joyce. James Joyce's daughter.
James Joyce.
So how James Joyce treated her daughter and how her father treated her. And they're both, it's a very complicated portrayal. It's not like, oh, this is a story of abuse.
It really sounds like it blows.
It's great. It's very redemptive at the end. It's
I love a redemptive story.
All right, shut up. I'm really looking forward to Deadpool 50 because Deadpool's going to die.
Yeah!
How about that?
What?
Is that better?
I can't believe you didn't say Severed.
I like
the last issue.
Oh, yeah, Severed number 7 is coming
out.
This
three?
Is a tough week.
Big
Severed
week.
Is... horror series
yeah.
set around the Depression.
Scott's
one
fighting.
Of the best series that's come out
no,
this year.
It's not.
Terrifying.
No, it's not.
Very
oh,
good.
Come on.
No,
Pete.
It is. Pete.
Why did you just prop me if you don't like it?
It's fucking really scary.
Pete's scared of it.
All right. Sorry, Pete.
Yep. Yeah.
Pete, we can cuddle if you want when you
that,
read it.
But that is weird.
Greg, what are you looking
yeah,
forward to?
Yeah, I think the new issue of Machete King, 107.
Is that another made-up hero?
No, no. It's he's going to find out who his true friends are.
Yeah,
wow,
he finds out who
you
his real
friends
are.
You just became like an 8-year-old.
Yeah,
he's
really been up and down with this with the Machete King.
Hey, man,
a lot of people talking about him. He doesn't really know who to trust.
I remember.
You find out who his friends are.
I remember the first cover of Machete King number 1, where he's screaming at the heavens and he's saying, "Who are my friends?
Who are my? Why is everyone always talking about me?
Who will befriend the Machete King?"
Yeah, it's
going
to be a big issue.
There
big
was that issue
six-pager.
Where he put all these pictures of people out at a table, and it was, who will be the new friends of Machete King?
Yeah.
That
was pretty cool.
And then, and then the Watcher showed up and was like, this is a very important friendship
issue 98. Issue 98 was definitely the turning point when he actually cut like people out of pictures. I remember him being like, "They are not my friends," and that's just a big blank landscape.
What did you
really
think about
rough issue?
What did you think about issue 100 when they introduced the all new, all different friends?
No, yeah. Man, that's bullshit. You stick with the old friends. Everyone knows the new friends just some writing.
What about when he became friends with the cast of Friends?
They're just trying to sell comics.
That was a weird crossover.
Yep, it was pretty weird. Set in Central Perk.
Yeah, I know.
Very
makes
exciting.
Sense.
Greg, plug some stuff. What should people check out from you?
You guys should check me out on...
in general?
Yeah, just check my face out.
Face out?
Yeah, check my face out. I've been working on it.
Tell us about that process.
Yeah, how do you work on your face?
Yeah, you just make faces that you think look cool. And can like,
oh, muscle memory.
Yeah,
that's
muscle
not a cool one.
That
one wasn't cool.
That great?
But I believe... Yeah, oh, good, good. The shadows just play on your brow.
It looks like you're going to sneeze there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
it's a
yeah.
good one.
Kramer.
We have a show, I don't know if I can say it here, but at the Creek in the Cave every second and fourth Tuesday, I host it with my friend. You should come out. It's free.
It's a rival show.
It's a raunchy show.
Oh, so you have friends?
No.
None.
No.
But you met the royal we.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
The proverbial. Okay, what am I doing?
Cool. Well,
is there a website people can go to see when you're performing?
Yeah, that's sort of
yeah. Check it out. You can check out my website. It's www.lemonparty.org.
Boom.
Wait, what?
That's
first
a
thing came to my head. Greg Stone. I haven't updated it in 90 years. So sure, check it out. You can see where I am.
It was actually the first website. Yeah. It was the first website ever.
First website is great.
All right, a couple of things before we go. You can check us out at comicbookclublive.com, which is regularly updated.
In your face!
Oh, eat it,
also, you can check out our you can also check out our page on Nerdist.com, where we also podcast the episodes of this show. Pete, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, friend us on Facebook, so you get to hear about all the amazing guests that we have on the show.
Totally, and special apologies to the cab driver that took Alex Albin home on Thursday night.
Yeah, please do give me a call back. I would like my phone. All right, guys, a couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank Greg for being on the show.
Yeah! Thank you for having me. You guys were awesome.
Boothman!
Boothman!
We want to thank Disney and John Carter for giving out those passes.
Oh,
that was
hell
very
yeah.
cool.
Good
but most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. live at the People's Improv Theater in New York City. Good night.
Thanks,
good night,
everybody.
Guys. Thank you.